This is another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. I'm your host, Eddie Greer III, back again, new week, recording on Tuesday, May 21st. Okay, that was weird. That was weird. I don't know what happened there. I must have pressed the wrong button there, but I paused myself for a second. Now we're back. Okay, so now I lost my train of thought. So I blame myself for that. But yeah, let's just start over. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome on board of the show. And if you like what you're hearing after the fact, make sure you do subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you have been listening to us for a while since I've rebranded the show back towards normalcy, thank you again for the support again. Everyone now, it's been every week now. A couple of more people ask about the podcast. So there you go. The 3Y Podcast with EG3. Get it wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And I'm going to go ahead and pitch this in here as well, because I have a couple of interviews that I'm recording coming up in the next few weeks. The bonus content on Podbean. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S Podcast. You're going to get all the bonus content on that channel by itself. You have to get the Podbean app to do so there. If you're a Kansas State fan, you'll have some content there already for you. If you're an EG3 fan, there's the one interview already with my friend Elise from a couple of weeks back before Rock the Parkways on there. But don't worry, I got already one, or actually a set, that agreed to come on this podcast. And I'll have that recorded I might have that recorded next week. We'll see what my schedule opens up to be there as well. So there you go. Little pitch there for the other app there for the podcast as well. A lot to get into here. So I don't know how long this is going to go. It could go longer than its usual time, but it's okay because it is Bill Snyder week here on the podcast here. And we'll touch on that in the second half. And of course, this episode, do our own marketing here on the podcast, brought to you by the Metro Mile. If you're in the KC area, you ain't got nothing to do on Thursday, June 6th, definitely come on out and support your favorite runners, because this thing's going to go down under lights, Rockhurst High School, Metro Mile, June 6th. Put it in your calendar if you don't have anything else to do. But if you're busy, that's okay. But for those of you that don't, definitely come out, cheer on your favorite runners, cheer on your favorite friends as we go out and try to do something big on that Thursday. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. More on that on the back end of this podcast. But like I said, jam-packed coming off the Kansas City Triathlon. Let's just get on into that right now. And actually, let's just rewind the clock back a little bit to the day before. So I had the triathlon relay last Sunday, and before that, getting ready for the Flash Dash 5K, which I was not involved with that this year. Getting someone else ready for it at Axwell. Shane did a couple miles with him, and then it was off and running there. So again, we're at a point in time in the year where we just all of a sudden go from winter to the hot weather, which is in the Midwest, so no spring here in the Midwest. Yeah, I'm used to this by now. Yes, I prefer heat over the cold, but it is a little early for it. But hey, it is what it is. We got to deal with it, right? Just like I had to deal with it on Sunday. More on that in a little bit. But yeah, so did that with him, with Shane, and then hopped over to North Kansas City where the Flash Dash was. I participated in this race last year, almost broke 17, just not quite do it. This year, a little bit of vantage point from the sidelines, cheerleading from the sidelines, cheering on Shane and several others out there, my brother included in that, and holy smokes, yeah, it was hot out there, for sure, standing around. But luckily enough, once the race started, I moved over, because I was milling around with several of the friends from the KCRC 1.0 group right up until the start of the race. And then And prior to that, I was talking to several friends that were walking it as well, catching up with them for a little bit. So once the thing started, yes, it is weird. This is actually my second time spectating. I don't usually do that. Spectating, rooting on other runners, other friends of mine. I don't normally do that. I usually just sit off to the side, whether it's run, actually go to the group and run, hang out with them, or doing something else. But this is the second time. Remember, I spectated for the Noah's Bandage out in Cool Woods not too long ago, supporting other people, other runners out there, majority of them, the KCRC 1.0 group. Again, for those of you new to the show, okay, for those of you like, what's going on? Yeah, so last year, when I got introduced to Kansas City Running Team, there's two different ones. The KC Running Team is 1.0. I met a lot of runners that are now friends of mine over there, because I met a lot of them through running all these races last year, right? And then this year, relocating up here permanently to KC, I got more involved with the Kansas City Running Club. Shout out to you guys and gals out there, 2.0. So that is why I labeled them as much. So there you go. To clarify that, I might have to just do that every episode, because we're getting new listeners every week, it seems like, which is a good thing. Good thing for a podcast. So there's a clarification there on that. So yeah, that's my second time spectating. So there you go on that. I moved over once everyone cleared out from the start-finish line. Moved over. And again, this was a special cause, the Flash Dash, in memory of, now, don't quote me on it. I think his first name is Brandon Russell. Yeah, because he unfortunately passed at this event several years ago, where several people have told me what happened. That is a dang shame there on that. Very unfortunate there on that. Very scary, because you just don't know. And really, not just to take it running aside, is anywhere, wherever it's at work, or you can just be doing what you're doing, and all of a sudden, something just ran happily. It could be bad. So very scary. Very scary to think about. Now I'm starting to enter into that territory a little bit. It's definitely scary to think about. But yeah, definitely heartbreaking to hear those stories. But in honor of him, they do it. So, and of course, I met Scott Green at this particular race last May, when he was diagnosed with his unfortunate deal with cancer. So yeah, that just brought back a little bit of memories there. So there you go on that. So yeah, finally, so after everyone cleared out, back to the race last Saturday, I moved over, I walked over, and again, North Kansas City, where it is majorly flat. And I have ran over there now several times to do some morning runs. And there's going to be some more coming, because obviously I'm going to be getting ready for Chicago here officially in a couple of weeks, getting ready for my first world major in a couple of weeks. So there's going to be a lot more running on North KC, because Chicago, as everybody tells me, and I already know this by now, but again, for those of you who don't, Chicago is mostly flat, except for like the last, mile or so, something like that. But yeah, so I'm going to be doing plenty of training on that coming up. It's in the near future. So, and I like the route that I do. I'm going to try to figure out another route in between those lines, instead of doing the usual, because I stole that one from the Northland group when I first got over there for the very first time to meet some of those folks over there in that particular area. They introduced me and Alex to this route, 4 mile route, and you could actually turn it into an 8 mile, two loops, 8 miles, three loops, 12 miles. There you go. It's simple math for you here in the 3Y podcast with EG3. So yeah, so I moved over in the shade, where it was the perfect spot there to cheer on the cast of characters. Alex was out there running, John, Shane, Sean, and I know I'm forgetting several others, Michelle and several others, I could name them all, but I don't have time for that. But yeah, so perfect spot, and obviously the first runner came across, which, again, going rewinding back the clock a little bit to a couple weeks ago at Tower of Terror, I faced this dude, and he again obliterated my Casey. I was obliterated at Tower to Tower, and he obliterated my teammate for Casey Smoke then as well, because he was all by himself there. This time was 16 flat. If I'm mistaken there again, I'm not going to pull him up because I pretty much heard 16 flat all the way from turn four, the final corner before you hit the home stretch there. I know Shane came in third there. He was getting some heat there. He was getting some heat there late there, but he turned it on when he needed to there late there as well. So, yeah, it was fun on the sidelines from a different perspective. Yet again, supporting the guys out there and gals out there and battling the heat. Holy smokes, it was hot out there last Saturday and Sunday for that matter. So, yeah, that was that there. Hung around, and I think, and I might be wrong on this, and I think they have the best, I'm not saying best, but I think they have one of the best post-race meals, which I love breakfast. Nothing can go wrong. Now, obviously, this could be a whole nother podcast, but again, not going to dive on into it right now because we got other things to talk about, but breakfast, Saturday after a run, can't beat it. Pancakes, yeah, pancake sausage, yeah, and of course they had bananas, I'm sure, in other tents as well. And I bought this year's Flashstaff shirt since I wasn't a participant, because I got last year's shirt, obviously, because I participated in the event. Went to the tent, bought the shirt for this year's Flashstaff, and that was kind of it. Milliliter around for a little while, and there was once again a time issue with the chips, whatnot. So everybody wasn't registered time-wise when everyone was done, so they had issues. I don't know what's up with that this year. I don't know what's up with that. Is it a timing issue for KCRC? I don't know, but we've had a lot of issues, really, going back to the beginning of the year. I'll throw myself in there because I've complained about it on this podcast. But yeah, I don't know what it is this year about the chip time and the scoring time, because some people were registered in, some people were not. So, but I don't know. It's been a weird thing to deal with here in 2024. This is the 3Y Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III, checking with you here on this Tuesday in KC, May 21st, 2024. Once again, this episode brought to you by the Metro Mile, going down in almost 2 weeks from now. So, again, excited about that. More on that on the backside. So, there was Saturday, Sunday, right? In the thick, going back to Longview. The Kansas City Triathlon. Longview, just outside Lee's Summit, Missouri, right? And the last time I was out there, did the Yeti Challenge, which that was the one day you pick, again, 5K or 10K, and the next day, you sign up for either the half marathon or the full. So, last time I was over there, I did the Yeti Challenge, did the 5K, won that, and then turned in a top 10 performance, which one of my faster times, which I had a 120-something the following. So, I don't know what it is with me after racing a day, and then turn around and run another fast time of the half marathon. That was even a little bit more of a challenge, but I like the course out there. So, return to the KC Tri, this time for a different purpose, because Tim Fields, shout out to Tim Fields for letting me have the opportunity to do another tri relay. Remember, or I haven't said this yet in the podcast, several months back, last fall, I did the Matt Mason Cowboy Up Triathlon. Not the whole thing. I'm talking about the sprint try, with someone swims, another person bikes, and the other person runs the 10K. This is similar, but a little bit more bigger this time, because you had guys and gals coming from out of state. And this was a lot more people, from my perspective, than it was at Cowboy Up, which is over at Smithfield Lake. So we'll be back again for that in August. I'm looking forward to that one for sure. Yeah, so we'll definitely be back for that. And who knows, we could be back again for Shawnee Mission. I don't know yet. We'll just have to play that by ear for the podcast. But yeah, so this same thing, but they had multiple events. I don't have the schedule in front of my laptop right now, and I'm not gonna pull it out. I have pictures that I took there. I made sure I did, because if I didn't, I wouldn't remember what I did. So I took pictures of it. Yes, there was a lot going on, and got to the Lake Longview just before 5:30 in the morning. And I was expecting to park kind of similar to where we were for the Yearly Challenge, right up there, right up next to the start finish line. Nope, that didn't happen. Because I thought I was running late, because got out of the house just a quarter before five. It's quite a bit of drive from where I'm at all the way to Lee Summit, right? That's about a 40-minute drive. Yeah, about 40 minutes. So all the way cross country a little bit to Lee Summit, right? So made a trip, drive over there Sunday morning, and got redirected. Now, I thought the person that was bringing everybody in told me to turn around and head back out. I'm like, excuse me? Well, I didn't say that, but I was like, what? What's going on here? So I ended up following an SUV, and they parked us right in the other parking lot. So I actually parked myself, but we all kind of packed ourselves in that parking lot. And it just was flowing with cars after cars after cars. So it turned out that, shout out Leigh, it turned out it was already full. They should have told us that. See, that's one of my pet peeves right there. They should have told us that. I mean, I didn't know. I thought we're going somewhere else. I thought we're going to have to sit and wait. But apparently we got right in. So I was doing something right, because I thought I was running behind. But anyways, got settled in. It was no problem. I just was kind of wondering what was going on. But anyways, got in and then had to make the walk all the way to the staging area where the athletes bring bikes, which there are plenty of them. Oh, yeah. Plenty of them. Over there, you go over there to the staging area where you just follow those people to the staging area, and they will write your number, your bib number, on both shoulders. So that you have to do, that's a procedure that you have to do it. I know, did I do that? Yeah, I did this. It was the same procedure at Cowboy Up, right? They put the number on both shoulders. That way they know that you're competing, whether it's the duathlon or the actual triathlon or the sprint relay, whatever it is that you're doing, you have to have that number. So I was number four, our team was number four, and we're doing the sprint relay, tri relay, right? So there you go on that. Then set stuff down, Leigh texts the group, the mini group, me, and shout out Tim again for doing his thing again. He was coming off of a broken foot, my mercy, recently. And look, I'll get to that in a second, but look, he was coming off a broken foot. So shout out to Tim, shout out to my good friend Leigh for, it was a blast once again to race with those folks, Leigh, for the second consecutive time at a tri relay event. She's a pretty talented swimmer. So did all that, set the stuff down, went over there. They had to close transition for the pre-race meeting, all that. So we had to go all the way down next to the lake there with 600 plus athletes that we were told competing in this. Damn! That's like, well, see, it was a lot more. I know that. I know there's a lot more than Cowboy Up. But anyways, they had a pre race meeting, all that, with all the rules, yada, 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 national anthem, and then boom, let's go. Let's go to work. So all the swimmers, so the transition area was still closed while the swimming was going on. We couldn't get back up there. Now I was going up there to kind of spectate from up high, because I couldn't see what was going on, because it was a mass full of people down there near the lake where everyone was getting into it at a time, whatnot. So then Tim spotted me first. So he yelled my name and I joined him at the top of the hill, and we chat for a little bit and and he has a good eye. Now, I can't tell what's going on because it seems like everybody was wearing the same uniform going in that lake. I can't tell. He has a good eye. I can't see. Even though I still have 20/20 vision, I can't see what's going on out there because everyone is like uniformed up. You know what I mean? So he spotted Lay from several yards out. He was taking pictures, whatnot. So Lay was coming in. So they were doing, all the swimmers had to do 2 laps, no matter what division that you're doing. You had to do 2 laps around the lake, and then the transition area would finally open. We were allowed to go in and go back in it. so it did open back up for the athletes that are competing in whatever it is that you're doing. So entered in there, Lay came in, and transitioned to Tim, and Tim was off and running. Now, the relay section that I was a part of had 8 teams in it, okay? And it was all broken into stats, which I remember offhand. So I'm not going to pull that up because I remember it. So there you go. But he was off and moving, and it took quite a bit of time for him to get back to me. And I was, okay, so me and this other runner, we're so focused in on each other, I didn't even see the eventual team winner. So that was apparently ahead of us, because I thought initially, because I'm too zoned in on what's going on, because I'm too locked in on what's going on, because I had to warm up twice. Because before the national anthem, I warmed up on the back end of the Longview Trail. And then right before I was handed the baton, I warmed up again around the parking lot. Did a little, some circles and whatnot. You know, did the usual thing, and then we were off and going. So I was too focused in because me and him, we were just running around circles around each other. And that's irritating enough as it is. I'm sorry. When I'm locked in, I just don't want to talk to anybody. So we were just warming up, following each other around. That was irritating. And then kind of looking over at each other and whatnot, and I knew that I thought initially I thought that was going to be for the race win. So he gets, and he actually met his guy a few yards before I met Tim, because, well, he came in a good distance because his transition came in several minutes before Tim ever came in back in, because he was already gone. So here's this dude already gone, and I'm like getting a little bit impatient because, all right, it's been several minutes. Where you at? Where you at? I know you're coming off a couple of rough foot, but we got to get moving here, because time's of the essence here. We got to get moving here. And again, initially, keep this in the back of your mind, I thought this was for the race win. So finally, Tim comes across, and I should have done. Now, it didn't matter anyways, but I ended up catching the guy anyway. So, waiting for him appropriately, because he went up and jogged and met his person way out. I don't think you're supposed to do that, but whatever. So, met Tim appropriately at the bike, at the rack, before, because he cheated. Because that dude was ahead of me, went out on the course first. He cheated. He supposed to wait, been waited. Yeah, because there were some suspects after the fact. There's a little bit of suspectating from Tim after the fact. But anyways, yeah, because the guy that ran their 10K leg, at least the ones that finished behind us, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The ones that finished behind us for the podium, yeah, they finished behind us. But he went up and met. I don't think you're supposed to do that. Because you're supposed to wait until the bike was hung on the rack before you did your transition. He didn't do that. That's cheating. But anyways, I waited for him, Tim, the right way to, because I could have easily just sprinted up to him like he did and met him, but I wanted to do it the proper way. So waiting for him. Our transition didn't take too long. Keep in the band. Let's rock with it. Put the band on my left ankle. Let's rush ride. So hit the track. I hit the track. Have Metro by the mile. Sorry. Hit the course. Here we go. Let's see how many we can get. And of course, you're dealing with all types of runners. Again, this was a lot was going on. The triathlon, people doing all 3. You had a duathlon, run, bike, run. You had another event going on. There's less all this other mumbo jumbo going on. So I just had to stay focused on what I had to do. Again, keep this in mind. It was hot. Again, I'm getting this thing at 9:30 and it's sizzling out here. So here we go. I'm gonna do the best I can and keep this in mind. For the five, I had to run the 5K course twice. Not the 10K course, the 5K twice. I would prefer the 10K course, but the 5K course, it ain't bad. It's just the fact that you're running against 90-degree heat and you're feeling it. So we rolled up on them, and the first lap, all right, you know. And I actually kept this as a speed workout because I didn't want to overdo it. I did not want to overdo it because the fact that, look, I wanted to have some in the tank for Saturday coming up, the Bill Snyder 5K, right? So I didn't want to overdo it because I know in the back of my mind, look, I want to save some fuel in the tank for the Saturday race coming up. The Bill Snyder 5K out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Of course, the half marathon out there as well. We'll get into that here in a second. But yeah, so this is the postcast, 3Wide Podcast with EG3, recapping the Kansas City Triathlon. I took part of the Triathlon Olympic Relay. So, yeah, first lap, man, I'm getting after it. And I could definitely, when coming around the first lap, I could see the dude in the backwards hat, white shirt, right there. If I could see him, I could reel his ass in the second lap, right? And again, keep this in mind. I had no idea there was another team ahead of us. So again, I'm like, okay, let's set this dude up. He ain't gonna know I'm, cause he got a good mile and a mile and a half ahead of me. And he was just jogging along. I knew what the pace I was going. Just keep the same pace. Just use this as kind of a speed workout, your tempo pace, your 10K pace. Cause that's where I was at. I did not want to overshoot it. Because, look, you're dealing with the heat, too. So I was like, all right, just keep it in a certain range. We could get this guy. So the second lap, here we go. Stay on the sidewalk. I could see him right there. And right there, immediately reel his ass in. And right there. And I think I got to him on the back end of the second lap. Yeah, I did, because it was after mile 5. Yeah, your boy was starting to feel it. The sun baking on top of your head. Yeah. Yeah, so I was starting to really feel it there. And after I finally get to him, I really ate him up on the downhill. The final downhill before you weave right up until to make that next right. I'm not a good describer of courses, but again, you're dealing with two hills. Like the second hill, when you make that second lap and you're doing that second hill in the back end, ooh, you feel that right there. So I was definitely starting to feel it after crossing mile 5. That's when I made the pass on the dude that was lead ahead of me. So I initially thought, like, I got this, man. I got this. Just push. Just get to the finish line. Just do it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the damn pace. Just get to the finish line where we can, right? So had a, even EG3, you're truly, had a kick at the end. I thought I was dead, but I had a kick at the end, kicked it in high gear, got to the finish line, start finish line. And I thought, look, the way that I reacted, I thought it was for the win. And then Tim says, somebody else crossed the line. I'm like, what? There's no way. No. That cannot be right. And then, so sure enough, the team that finished ahead of us won by 5 minutes, something like that. They won a 2:17. They were the Cheetah something. I don't know what their full name was, but it was something Cheetah. And then we came in second. We did finish first in the COA division, second overall relay. But yours truly brought the thing home, number one runner. That's what I'm talking about. 2 minutes faster than their runner. So we definitely, look, anything can happen in relays. That's not Lay's and Tim's fault. It's just the way that the luck draws sometimes. You got to deal with it. And Tim warned me beforehand that you might have to do some picking up. And oh boy, I did do a lot of the work for sure. But they did work too. It's just the luck. Hey, you know, Some days you're going to have your bad days. It's just what it is. So you're just going to have to pick up teammates. Just like baseball, football, you're going to have basketball. Anthony Edwards said it in his post game comments after Minnesota knocked off the defending champion Denver Nuggets. This is the 3Y podcast of EG3 in the building on this Tuesday, early evening now on the podcast. Yeah, Anthony Edwards said that, you know, I want to have my best game. It was my teammates to pick me up. Well, it wasn't Lay and Tim told me that it wasn't their best performance, but I picked them up for sure. And if they were healthy enough or if they ran their best, we would have been right there with them for sure. Because I finished, if you broke down the stats, Lay finished second in her swim. Tim finished third in his bike, and I was the number one runner. Yeah, so they did their normal. That would have been much closer. We would have won that damn thing. It's just a competitor to me, man. But yeah, I thought I was away for the win. It was not. Second overall relay, first co-ed, first overall runner. Not a bad Sunday. Not a bad Sunday at all. And just another great experience for me. Again, entering the tri world, meeting some new people. Overall, tremendous experience. Tremendous experience. Again, I'm looking forward to Matt Mason for sure. The podcast, we'll be involved with that again this year. Back in August, we're going to try to run it back. Yet again, we won that one. We won that one for sure. I know that for sure. So we're going to try to defend it for sure in August. And there could be a opportunity for me to jump in Shawnee Mission. Ooh, oof. And why I say that, because there's some hills out there, man. I'll get into that, but those are males out there. But anyway, we were out there for the beer 10K not too long ago, and those are serious ass hills out there. But yeah, so there could be an opportunity that we might have to end up jumping in out there. I know KC Smoke / KC Endurance Leah Smith usually does that one, so I might be on standby for that. But I know for sure I'm already in, because I ran that the Cowboy Up last year. So looking forward to that. We might be bringing back the same team. Chantel. That's the name I was trying to bring up that popped up to my head a few days ago. So I'm trying to, like, who's the young lady that had all this energy, did the bike for us last year? Chantel. Shout out Chantel. You know, 3Y Podcast. She did the bike for us last year, and that girl can move. That girl can flat out move. So we're going to try. Hopefully she can do the bike again, and we can try to run that thing back in August. Speaking of running back, we're going to try to run this thing back in Manhattan coming up this weekend on Saturday, the Bill Center 5K. I'm going to try. I'm already doing that in the half marathon, the 10th anniversary. And yes, going back to that, this has a special meaning. This event, particularly, no matter if I'm doing the 5K or the half marathon, has a special place in my heart. And I'm not going to go through all the details. That some of this is private, but some that do know, some already know what's going on, or been know what's going on for 7 months now. Reason why I'm back up, relocate up here in the first place. But again, that is private. But for some that are some of my closest friends, they already know what's going. They already know what's happened, what's going on. So for those that, yeah, you can put two of the two together. So I will leave that portion of that. But this event, particularly the Bill Center event, half marathon, this was my very first half marathon. And as long as I'm up here in the Midwest, whether it's KC, Missouri, or if I happen to relocate somewhere else, I will always have the Bill Center event go in some way, shape, or form. And I'm going back this year as a 5K Pacific kid, because last year we won the 5K. This year, can we finally break that barrier? Get that elusive 5K win. We already have a 10K win in the belt, right? We already have a half marathon win. Now, I'm going to still count that, because whether it's exhibition or not, I'm going to count that. So so we're going to count that, because that was my first half marathon win. So we're going to count that. So So anyway, that was all in the beginning of this year. Back, so we have that sticker. And this might be the only 5K that I do between now and Chicago. I don't know yet because I'm trying to run less races. And I was already been asked too many times already about the Hospital Hill. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell these y'all again. I'm not doing that. Stop asking me that. But for those that don't listen to the podcast, they're going to still ask me that. So I'm going to have to tell them no. No, no, no. Because that's several days away from the Metro Mile. And I'll be all screwed up for that because it has hills. Elliot, shout out Elliot. We had a conversation about this yesterday on the group run. And oh, by the way, spoiler alert, him and Annie, they've already agreed to be on this podcast. So I'm excited for that conversation. I'm really excited for that conversation. So again, that's why, Greer 3 Eddies podcast on Podbean. Make sure you subscribe to that channel. That's where you're going to find the least interview on that channel. So if you are wondering, where is that on the iTunes, Spotify feed? Subscribe, Podbean app, get it. You're going to find a lot more bonus content coming up throughout the summer. But anyways, yeah, so me and Elliot, we were talking about that on the run yesterday. I was chatting about Metro Mile, and he's getting ready for Hospital Hill, which is next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. I'm going to be out of town next Saturday for my daughter's event, so I can't do that. Mm-mm. Nope. I wasn't doing it anyway, so that cannot happen. Anyways, so there you go on that. But yeah, we're talking that, and we're also talking to the small group that was with us about what race they're doing next. And I know another person that's doing Hospital Hill, the 10K, there, and yeah, there's no way around the heat. It's here. It's here now. It's here to stay for a while. So there's that. So, but we're going to take this show back on the road. Back out west, and I'm bouncing off the walls. I'm bouncing off the walls, really. I can't wait to get back out there and in a different singlet. But so I'm pumped up. Get back out there, and we hope. And again, I'm trying not to jinx myself here, but I am hopeful. Again, this is on both sides, really. And I said this on last week's episode. I am hopeful to do something that has not been done in the Bill Snyder era when it comes to these races. I'm going to leave it as a cliffhanger. We'll see if I can follow through with it on early Saturday morning when this thing goes down. Also, on the flipping, I made a bold prediction on this podcast. My guy Noah, and I got to make a correction on his elite win last year in the Metro Mile. I gave him too many seconds. He finished at a 408. I thought it was 403, so my apologies on that. So, Noah, I think, again, we're going to have plenty of time to talk about Metro Mile, but Noah, he's going to go out there. I think he has a chance to win this. He's putting his undefeated streak on the line. He's won every half marathon he's entered. He's won the thing. So, and he's coming off of I saw his latest post on Instagram. He's coming off of I don't know where he finished at, but he put out a 414 down in OKC. Now, where y'all finding these other mile events at? I need to go up on it. Now, I have stumbled on a mile website this is going to be conversation for down the road, but I found some other mile events that I probably will participate in. Later this summer, we already know about the Metro Mile. I know I'm going to be participating in one for the 4th of July this year, which I wanted something a little bit different. I'm pumped up about that. And staying on the mile subject, that me and Elliot, I think that was Elliot's wife that we were talking to last night, and another friend that I met last night as well, we were talking about the Metro Mile, and oh yeah, we are all giddy about that. at least the mile part of it, as well as it's like a track meet, man. It's like, that's why I'm trying to get this thing hyped up, you know what I mean? So, and I told Elliot to go, which brings me to my last thought of this episode. I told Elliot my goal, what it was going to be. And I shared it with Elliot, and I think I shared it with Slay over the weekend too. So I think what I might want to do, get a little interaction going. Now again, this podcast will go out tomorrow night, by the time this airs, this question, if I pose this question, might be taken off. So here's what I might do. And again, this podcast will be out tomorrow night. Be out on the lookout for it. If not, we're going to get a little interactive here on this podcast. Now, it's going to be on my story. Now, if I decide to do it, you'll know because you'll see it. Everybody's going to see it. Y'all going to have to guess. Now, I'm trying to, y'all going to have to guess what time EG3 going to lay down at the Metro Mile coming up. Now, again, assuming, again, hopefully come out of Bill Snyder okay. Hopefully, knock on wood. But again, what is EG3 going to lay down? Now, I have said this. If y'all been paying attention, I have said it to several people. Now, if you haven't, then I'm not going to say it. So I'm not going to say it. And that's why I haven't said what I want to say for Bill Snyder. I'm going to keep that to myself unless I can hit it on Saturday. We'll see if I can achieve that on Saturday. But anyways, Metro Mile, I'm not going to say this time here because that's cheating. Like I said earlier, that guy cheated because he was supposed to wait. Anyways, I'm off the soapbox on that because we came back, reeled his ass in anyway. So that's beyond the point. But anyways, so we're going to get a little interactive here on this podcast. So be on the lookout for this on my story. What time A is going to hit, or you guys can guess. I'm going to let you guys guess. So some of y'all who listen to this podcast, we're getting a little interactive here on this podcast this week. All right, so the question I'm going to pose in some way, shape, or form, what time, and if y'all been paying attention to what I did at the Irish Mile, now there's an episode on post-race Irish Mile, go check it out, wherever you get your podcast, EG3, 3Y Podcast, there is, I said, if you've been paying attention, you've been following this podcast up until this point, what did I run at the Irish Mile? I'll leave it at that. So now, it's y'all's turn to guess what if EG3 is going to lay down. And should I reveal that next week or the week before? No. Week before is next week. Should I reveal that the week before or the week of the Metro Mile? I think we'll just save it for the Metro Mile week. But for now, I'm going to pose that question. I'm probably going to end up doing it again twice. Since we're almost 2 weeks out the Metro Mile. So there you go on that. So yeah, the Bill Snyder, we're out there doing it big this weekend. This is going to be part one because yeah, that's why it's going to be already a lot of cliffhangers on this episode by itself. But yeah, so we're going to leave that there. So Bill Snyder 10th anniversary coming up. I don't know now. Again, I've been out of the loop out there. Since relocating, so I don't know what special Manhattan Running Company, shout out to them. Look, this is why I'm into this thing because of those people. Ben, Trey, I can go down the line of men and women that have impacted my life when I was out there. And part of me still feels that I should be out there. But again, that is neither here or there. People that are close to me know what it is, right? So, yeah. That, when I went back over there, when I moved back over, back to Manhattan, where we could have stayed, where I could have stayed in KC, really, but doors opened back in Manhattan to go back over there. And again, remember, I was not involved heavy in running when going back over there because I was dibble-dabbling in not many races because I was... I probably should make this a separate episode, but I'll just make this brief. Okay. I was in and out of running when I got back into it. So I was very consistent. But when I got back over there to Manhattan, Kansas for my second stint over there in the state of Kansas, the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, that's when I really, really start getting back into it. Now, not with the racing part, but just get going out, making runs, making new friends, all that type of stuff, right? So that's why the anxiety is so off the wall to get back over there and to make a statement that your boy has grown up, so to speak. So There's a lot that I can go with it, but I'm going to leave a cliffhanger right there where it is. So that's why this race means so much to me, because I ran the first one. The first time I ran this event, I ran the 5K, and I think I ran, I know I finished top 10, but I think I ran like a 21 something. No joke. I'm not lying. 21 something. Now, it could have been, and I know for a fact it was 21. 20, 21, something like that. Now, I know my first 5K back, it was 22, and I finished third with it. That was Zona Rosa. Well, that's, for those of you who don't know, the KC, that's, we live near Zona Rosa. But, it's, so that's ironic how that's ironic. but yeah, when I went back over there, jumped over there, the first event was 21:20, was a 20 or 21 minutes, somewhere in there. But I said to myself, after the fact, I've done some reflecting over the last week up until right now, right? And I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot more reflecting as it gets closer and closer, because I'm actually going to Manhattan on Friday. Taking vacation day. I'm going over there Friday morning-ish. So I'm already antsy to get back over there. But then I said, you know what? I want to do the half next year. I believe in some way, shape, or form, I still remember that to this day. And I still remember the first half marathon to this very minute. I could probably tell that story too, because holy smokes, I overestimated myself in that half marathon. It was rainy. I think it was over. I remember because I was not in where I, not in, well, I was, I was in a gray shirt, black shorts. I was in no singlet. I know that for a fact. I was not in no singlet or no half tights then, like I am now. So a lot has happened to then to now. And yeah, I've lost track of how many half marathons I've ran at that event particularly, including the COVID one, where they switched up the track. Well, actually, no, they switched up the course, and it was flat. At least the back end was. Fast forward to right now. Nobody's not happy with the back end of the Bill Steiner course. That's because the half marathon, fortunately for me, if I wasn't participating in this Metro Mile, I would have definitely done the half. But since I'm preparing for the Metro Mile, I'm not doing that. So luckily, we are avoiding all that chaos. But I think for the first time in this event, really, the second half, really, you're dealing with hills anyway, because you're going through usually the course, the second half of that course. The first half is nice scenery. A little bit of rolling action, you know what I mean? Up, down, like usual, like grandma's marathon, little rolling hill action. You're going downhill toward mile 6. Now, again, everything's changed, so we're going to be going in here. I'm interested to see where this change is at. But you're dealing with hills anyway, because the KK State University, you're dealing with hill. You're dealing with some steep hills. Especially the last two, where you're tired and all this other stuff. You're no more hills. I don't want to do this. And then you're hitting that difficult ass hill on Jardine, that steep, slow climb. And then you got another hill on the trail that will bring you up to that sidewalk, which we're all going to have to deal with, because the 5K and the 10K is going to do, not the 5, not the 10K, the 5K and the half marathon are going to be dealing with it, because when you hit, shoot, what's that street? I know that street. College? It has to be college, right? I think it's college. I'm pretty sure it is. It's college or Kimball, one of those two. Anyways, when you turn around and hit that Twin Family Stadium, that baseball field, and the new soccer field, Family Boozer Park, or Boozer Family Park, you could be hitting that headwind. Oh yeah, that's that too. Depending on how much wind it is out there, ooh, that could make that by itself could make or break your race. So I could literally go course action, but I ain't got time for that here on the show here as, it's almost already 7. Wow. So that's what we're dealing with this week here. I'm going to put a pin on it for now because, it's going to be part 1 because next week's going to be part 2 recapping this thing and whatever else comes across for sure. But, I'm excited, anxious, bouncing off the walls to get back to Manhattan, Kansas. That's where we're going to be at, the Bill Snyder 5K half marathon, a 10th anniversary. It's definitely much meaning for me. This race right here means a lot to me. So we're gonna make magic happen. I'm hoping to be right there in the middle of it when it comes to 5K time on Saturday for sure. I believe both races are gonna start at 7 in the morning. Thank the good Lord, because running at 9:30, it is heat. Woo! It's rough. It's rough out here. So thank the good Lord for that. Now again, I can't control the weather. Is what it is, but thank goodness I love early morning start. So hopefully use that to our advantage. Go out there and let's show out a little bit out there. The 3Y Podcast with EG3. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available weekly. Whenever you have a chance to record some running, sports, wherever it comes to my mind. Content, again, thank you for those that have been listening for the last several weeks. If it's your first time listening to the 3Y Podcast with EG3, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode today. Go back through the 3Wide feed. You'll find some more content, some past episodes there. And again, I'm not going to reveal my time from Irish Mile. If you've been paying attention going back there, then I'm probably going to post the question. So I'm going to let y'all, the listeners, speak to find out what EG3's goal is this year for the Metro Mile. If you've been paying attention, For several of you, I told y'all this, but I haven't told everybody. So I will leave it a little cliffhanger right there. This episode is brought to you by the Metro Mile. June 6th, going down, a lot more. We'll definitely have a preview coming up in 2 weeks on that race. But right now, my mind is focused on that Bill Snyder 5K. That is for sure. And let's go to work on it. Folks, we have crossed the finish line on another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3 here from Kansas City, Missouri. Again, thank you guys so much for giving us a listen here today. Make sure you hit that subscribe button there wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. For Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, this has been another edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Manhattan, we're coming for you. We'll talk to y'all next week.